Now entering Nerdist.com.
You made it weird. You made it weird. You made it weird. Oh, yeah. You made it weird. You made it weird.
Yes, you did.
You made it weird. Oh, yeah.
You made it weird with Pete Holmes.
What is up, weirdos? It's me, Pete, and I'm feeling ill. Ooh, God, it just hit me. Just recorded a podcast today, which was great, and then I got home and I was just like, it just hit me all of a sudden, this thing that's been going around everywhere. Maybe I caught in Boston. Everybody seemed to be sick in Boston. So anyway, if I'm a little loopy, that's why. But here we go. All I got to plug up top is a couple live dates. A couple live dates. We got November 8th coming up. That's a live You Made It Weird at the Gramercy Theater. That's in New York, New York, on November 8th. Then I'm going to Washington, D.C. at the East Street Music Hall November 12th. Nashville, Tennessee for the High Watt November 16th. Atlanta, Georgia, Relapse Theater November 17th. Boston, Mass, Paradise Rock Club November 24th. San Francisco, we're doing a live You Made It Weird on December 2nd. And the weekend of November 29th, I will be co-headlining there with Kyle Kinane. Portland, Oregon at Helium December 5th through 8th. Philadelphia, Helium for December 12th through 15th. And then coming back to the Gramercy in New York, New York on December 21st, the day the world ends, for a stand-up show. Not a live You Made It Weird, but a regular stand-up show. Hope you can come out to that. Thank you, weirdos, that came out to the live, to the hour taping in Austin. It was amazing. So, so grateful for those weirdos that came out. Thank you. The ad is Amazon, I'm pretty sure. And the episode is great. So here's all you got to do. Go to Nerdist.com and then click on the Amazon banner and then shop like you normally would. And then a portion of your purchase automatically goes to support the show directly and help Katie and her most recent trauma, which was a simple one. She got a kite stuck in a tree. But she really loved that kite. All right, I am going to pass out for about 4 days. So enjoy this podcast. Let's see if I can turn this around. Bye.
Hello, hi. Whoa. I will allow this to happen for a very long time. You know, hello, Miracle Man. You were at the show earlier. Who was at a show earlier? It's like we've all been hanging out for the past couple days. It's so exciting. Jenny is here, still lit. That is great. This is Miracle Man. He's the happiest man in the world. I literally told him to sit in the front. I was like, you better sit in the front, you son of a bitch. And you did, and there's your chair for Elijah. It's a Jewish holiday. Yay, my chosens? My chosen Canadians? Oh my God, you're like, me! Shalom, me! Good to see you. Sorry, now I feel like I'm gathering you. This feels awkward. Well, thank you so much for being here, guys. This is an exciting time. Does anybody have... No one ever has a question. Does anybody have a question before we start? You don't have to. I'm doing very well. Thank you. What a sweet... First of all, I caught supper. Look at my face. What did I have for supper? Me and Neil Brennan went to a vegan place. Will somebody boo that? Somebody from the beef lobby? No, it's like a guy with a cow. Fucking boo. There's nothing wrong with you, baby. And then he takes a bite out of his date. That's weird. So I had a delightful and playful dish made of quinoa, and I hate myself right now. You ever just say, when did I become this guy? I feel really horrible. So we'll start the show. Thank you for the most empathetic and lovely question from the woman over there, whose name is probably Lucy. Four letters. Oh, we're just finding strategies to always be right and happy with yourself. That is all we're doing together as a group. Well, this is amazing. I can't believe you're here this late. I know I actually talked to quite a few of you who have work tomorrow, and somebody is sick. Who's the sick person? Somebody tweeted that they're sick as a dog. I just want to love you. Hi, sweetie. What's your name? Doris. I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Thanks for being here. I hope it's worth it. I really do. And you have tea. Are you fighting something? Oh, you have coffee. Yeah, because it's fucking late. It's a little late for me. You know what I mean? Oh, Pierre's shirt. Nice. Okay, I'm dallying. Yeah, a guy who says supper also says dallying. Let's start the show. They're going to play the intro, and then I'm just going to come back out. Are you guys excited for that? Okay. Cool. We have a great show. I will be right back.
I'm literally going just right here.
Thank you, Toronto Weirdos. Hello. Hello. Nice to see you. Lovely to see you. Always feels a little weird to sit down. I'm used to standing up, but I'm going to sit down. See? I feel like Bill Cosby right now. Zip. Ah! I found a way to do it. Zip, zip, zap, you've been at some shows, how you doing? Some of you, Theo! Okay, good. People get so mad when I do Cosby, it's so fun. Why would you stop a man's fun? You see a man like, Kodak film, fucking stop it, fuck you! I just want to live my life, Rudy, suck my dick. It got dirty, got real dirty. They're not really related, those are characters. That was Bill Cosby talking to the character Rudy Huxtable, so they're not related. That got really weird really fast. We've never done such a late show, so I feel like we're closer to the dream state, so it's going to be more bizarre. Yeah, there you go, Jen. There you go. All right, so before we start, we have wonderful guests. We have a number of guests. I don't know if you counted the number of microphones, but there are a number of guests. First of all, can I just say it's great to be in Toronto. All I see are teeth right now. You guys... just smiling, happy. I've never been in a place, it's like a marshmallow delight village where you're just like, hi, we're rooting for you. We really want this to go well. Watch this. You can just take a little pause. Look, you laughed at silence. You do that in New York, people are like, you're gay. Any silence. So it's great to be in Toronto. The show is brought to you by Gamefly today. Yeah. Pretty excited about our Gamefly sponsors. They do have all the games at Gamefly. They got Double Dragon. That's just a real game. You guys laughed at the real game? I'm taking you all home. How do I declare a group of weirdos to customs? Double Date Dragon. It's the same game, but you have a date with you. Kind of slows you down with the heels clip-clopping. Toe Jam and Earl 2, Toe Jam and James Earl Jones. That is ridiculous. New for Kinect, white guy hugely overshooting handshake with black friend. That is an interactive one for Kinect. Lego crying game, that's exciting. If you're picturing the little piece, the little... you know, the single bump on her. Realistic Mike Tyson's punch out. That's a good one. That's just the same game, but Mike Tyson is arrested for punching a child. Was Little Mac 15? You can't. It's not right. WNBA Jam. That's exciting. You can write your own tag to that one. I don't want to offend anybody. Don't die, Mayor. Don't die. Dr. Mario, that's also just a real game, but special for Canada, there's Dr. Mario Canada Edition. It's the same game, but it's free. You guys ready to start? You guys ready to start the show? I can't. That's Jameson. Jameson, another sponsor. That's evening white wine. That's after midnight, we switch to the brown liquors. It'll also take you where you want to go. I'm very thrilled. Every single guest on the show, I'm very excited to have. And this first guy is somebody I've known for quite a while, and he's a delight. Somebody recently gave me shit for calling everyone a delight. Who the fuck takes time out of their day to be like, stop it! Like, stop being happy about everybody! Pump your hate brakes, bro. This is a delightful man. I was just talking to him backstage, and I found it delightful, so that's honest. Please welcome Jonah Ray, everybody. Jonah Ray! Get in here, you son of a... Son of a bitch.
This is cordless.
What's that?
This is cordless. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, no. I don't like the freedom that they've given you.
I could be any better, finally.
Oh, my God. Nice ref.
Sweet ref.
Sweet.
That's a really, it's a very big ref. It's, you know, it's not really going for the preciseness with
no,
that.
No, it was a delightful ref. I like to call those nice Dennis Learys.
Nice, as in
sweet Dennis Leary, bro.
Like the movie he did, The Ref.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Way to get that ref.
He did it. It was that's a the ref. The way you reference a ref is why you're referencing the ref.
Is the way I reference a ref is by referencing the ref.
That's what I, exactly what I just said.
You've been liquored up, sir.
Yeah, I have.
That's fine.
I got here early.
I know. You watched Todd Barry.
I did watch Todd Barry. It was a great show.
Take a left.
Take it. Hey.
That's Todd Barry GPS.
This is coming up to the right. You missed it.
You're going to You're going to want to make a U-turn. Dummy.
Yeah.
We were actually
talking. Hey, how about we put on some Yola Tango? You know, I play drums for them.
I was just going to say, that's funny. We're riffing in the same frequency.
Yeah.
Think of an animal.
Todd Barry's
dick?
Monster. Monster
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, his monster dick. Yeah. Do you think Todd Barry has a big dick?
I like to think that it's just a weird dick. Like, you can't tell. You can't tell.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
It's weird that you do have, if you're like me, dick guesses for your friends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I have a pretty good idea about what your dick looks like.
Teensy.
What?
I can't tell. My hands are humongous. I can't tell.
Oh, you do have huge
I have really
hands.
Big hands.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No! That looked like Alien. That was
yeah,
terrifying.
They're really big.
That's
they're
a
really
real blow to your ego every time you take yourself
every
to
time
dinner.
It just dwarfs anything I touch. I was, yeah.
Your poor girlfriend, you touch her eye spot. That's laser. That's laser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went G-H-I, and I've been drinking. Okay.
Yeah.
You touch your
that's
eye spot.
Eye spot.
Gross.
I was thinking that was a Macintosh joke.
Ah. That's how Steve Jobs talks dirty. You want to see another thing that's touch-based interface, baby?
Touch.
I was going to say bitch, but it seemed more like a baby.
He wouldn't say bitch.
No, he's dead.
Good riddance.
Oh, I just touched the new iTelephone 5.
Yeah, you touched mine.
Oh, you have one. Let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I got it. It feels way too light. It feels like it should be the display version, so that it's like a fake version so you don't steal it.
That's exactly right. Like in Best Buy, like it's attached to the little retractable pen thing, like in a bank.
Yeah, exactly. I also pulled up, but there's some more video game sponsors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's more of them.
You wrote some?
Yeah. They're a bit dirty.
Oh, I love dirty. Altered breasts.
There's a... yeah. I have a instead of Excite Bike, there's a.
I'm sorry. Being a bad host. I'm being a bad host. Jonah, what is it?
Instead of Excite Bike, we got Excite Dike. instead of Pac Man, we got Pact Man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been packed up the butt.
Yeah, here's one. This one.
Those ghosts finally caught him.
And that's all they wanted to do. Only if you let them catch them. Here's one. This is a weird genital porn. It's called Conky Dong Country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, say that one again.
Conky Dong.
Conky Dong.
Yeah. Like
what's a conky?
Your dong's all conky, bro. Like Todd Barry's.
Conky dongs are like a crooked dong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like it's a few. It's crooked. It's curved.
Yeah.
It's like a loop-de-loop. It's like a crazy straw.
Sure. There's a shine to it.
Yeah, a sheen.
Conky dong, cunt heat.
Cunt tree.
Cunt tree. It's
yeah, just
tree
it's just a pussy that looks like a tree.
Don't they all?
Really?
Do they all?
I don't know.
I like to call no country for old men, no cunt heat for old men. I find no like, one else finds. I'm not surprised that didn't get a laugh. No one finds
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
No one finds out. I tried that in life. I'm like, you want to watch no cunt heat? What? No country. I can't believe you wrote fake video games. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then, there's
is there another one?
Haloed.
like Haloed.
Yeah, Super Mario Bang Bros. This one's real simple. It's just missed. I didn't have to change the fucking title.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's
wait, is I don't get how there, mist
there's
is dirty.
There's a oh pussy.
I know mist.
Like pussy mist.
Am I doing something wrong? They're supposed to there's supposed to be a humidifying yeah, quality.
It's just a, it's supposed to be like a Bengal tiger marking its territory.
Oh my God.
I know that because of a thing I saw once.
It's like a squirter, but you put a screen up.
Yeah. You know,
it's a actually, midnight show. It's you know, a midnight show.
Do you know the singer Trey Songz?
Seen what?
You know the singer Trey Songz?
Trey.
He's an R&B singer, Trey Songz. Hello, white people in Toronto. Do you know about the R&B singer? He put out a new album. Most of the songs on it are about making girls squirt. And me and my lady Deanna were like joking around about this one called Dive In. Lots of water sound effects in this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, I just want to dive in and a splash. It's just like, it's really gross.
When did music become so one for one? It all back in the day, it was like, do you want to do the twist? And that meant and that meant 69ing.
Did
now,
it?
Now it's just like, I want my nose in your ass. Like right there, right on the surface.
I would like to call that snorfing. Is that all right?
Snorfing?
Putting your nose in someone's ass. I want to name that, snorfing.
All right. It sounds a lot like snorking.
What's snorking?
It's where you're like the Smurfs, but underwater. I feel so alone that I like that joke more than anyone.
No. Excitable mustache guy loved it.
No, he loved it. That guy's not fucking around. He's not fucking around. What's your real name, Miracle Man?
Josh.
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 It's the name of the Christ. Yeshua. Yeah. Jonah in the big fish. Never called a whale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the story is called Jonah and the Whale. And as growing up a fat kid, the and got dropped quite frequently.
I felt so bad for heavy kids named Willie, too.
Yeah? You have kids named Willie?
No, I'm, Free Willie.
Yeah.
And then Albert. Albert was the first.
What's so bad about Albert?
Here.
Like I said, what's so bad about Albert?
You think Hey 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 is good?
God, I would love to hear that walking down the street.
You know, I'll tell you this. No one's going to name their daughter Precious anytime soon. We've been riffing real good. Let's bring your buddy out. Do you mind?
Sure, go for it.
I feel like... Well, I should ask you one weird question.
Dig. Yeah, that's what they're here for, right?
Oh, we're acquaintances. I didn't used to like you.
Yeah.
You got to come to the live ones to see what just happened.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's because
we'll recreate it.
It's because... You know this. We've talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we talked.
I'm done springing tough questions on people.
Yeah, We did this. We did this up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where we just ended up sitting next to each other, dusting out like we just ate two things of hummus within 15 minutes.
Garlic hummus.
Garlic hummus.
Garlic
we
hummus.
Were on the prowl.
Yeah.
We had like huge things of hummus. We just like the whole time didn't stop.
Old single Pete, not sure why it's not working out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. You smell like Italy.
Yeah, I didn't care. I missed my girlfriend, so I was just like eating and drinking.
You missed her? Like
oh,
you,
I missed her.
You made her miss?
I make her missed. And I just want to dive in. That's the song I proposed to her. I said, hey, Deanna, put on a song that's indicative of a relationship. And then she put on Dive In by Trey Songz. And then we both started cracking up. And then I proposed.
What does it say about me that I'm like deeply moved by that story?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, I want to put on our song. Thong, the thong.
It was funny. It was sweet.
Oh, that's really
But
sweet.
Yeah, you hated me. I did not like you.
Wait, I didn't like you because you and Kumail host The Meltdown.
Yeah.
And Kumail and I were going to host a weekly show.
Yeah.
So then whoever that person was that he hosted the show with instead of me would just be my competitor.
I see you're a man and I take action.
I didn't make like a value judgment on you.
But it's also, it's a bit weird because Kumail's our little brown friend. And you and I are both tall white men.
Yeah, so apparently to him, it doesn't matter as long as there's something pale that's over him.
Yeah,
to his
just
left.
He needs something to ignore while doing bits to an audience.
Oh my God, 45 more minutes of me!
Emily's giving me the light!
Emily, give me the light! It's a joke! Fuck you, bitch!
What did you say that one time where you said my cox is
well,
black
I know
as
that
the
about
night?
His dick is black.
Yeah, yeah.
Kumail's dick is black as the night.
So you... And you had that over me, and I didn't like you just because you came in fucking, with a lot of weird vibes towards me.
Hey. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, I have nothing to apologize for.
Jonah Ray, everybody, we're going to hug.
Acquaintances!
Yeah, acquaintances. Be best acquaintances for life.
Yeah, I think so. Let's never be straight up friends.
Yeah.
Let's be Joey. But
Joey, like Joey.
The friend spinoff.
Wow, laser. Yeah. I do that to you a lot. You get my comedian laugh a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You hate it when I say something funny.
No, I don't.
He's like, more than anyone else I know, he's just like, oh, that's actually funny, that thing you said for the first time in a year.
I've never said actually, but you do get me. You do these very precise jokes. I call them Futurama jokes, where you just go, joke detected. And I love them, but...
Eugene Merman has the same thing. I remember Eugene Merman would be in the back of a comedy show, and you would just hear, ah.
I think that's his real laugh. I think that is. Let's bring out your other half.
Let's do it.
Why don't you introduce
him? He's not my other half. He's just a friend of mine that
I... You better have some fake video games, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, fuck.
You've set a new standard.
I should.
You've set the bar.
They were recycled, some of them.
Oh, my God.
This guy listens to the Indoor Kids where I fucking riffed on some video game ideas.
Because
you want to know why I wrote those and why I had so many? It's because I fucking listened to his show, as we all do. Hey, I'm going to bring up one of my best buds on stage. He is the most negative person I know in my life, but he does it with a smile. Please, everybody, welcome Mr. Matt Myra.
Matt Myra, everybody. You moved just down one. Yeah. Hey, man. How are you? Matty Mai.
Just got my copy of NHL Lockout 2K13. Canada gets that. Canada gets
that. You just came out with a thing.
I want to get things.
You don't...
Hey, can you just go and buy Tylenol 3? Are they going to ask if I'm Canadian?
That's a great question.
What the fuck is Tylenol 3?
It's a special Tylenol.
What's in it? Like codeine?
North.
Yes. Why are we all doing that right now?
This guy got real upset when you said Steve Jobs was dead.
People come here for current events. People come to my hard-hitting news show. Speaking of Steve Jobs, you worked at the Apple Store.
I did.
That's a great transition.
Yeah, that was great.
I am slick.
Solid.
Yeah, but you ruined it by bringing up the transition being so slick.
That's the show. It's not you made it smooth. I text you all the time annoying Apple questions.
Yeah, that'll happen till I'm dead.
Yep.
Not that I don't pay attention to really what's happening now, so I really couldn't fix anything.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, I asked you how to get the new phone.
Yeah.
If I should pre-order it and wait 4 weeks or get it in a store.
Just walk into a store. Seems like the best way to have it right away.
They never have it, though, and they're real snotty about it.
If you go to, like, an AT&T store, I'm sorry. If you go to, like, a Rogers store, is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Local references.
What's the Canadian word for laser? Because that was excellent. That was really... Just laser?
It's actually...
Oh, yeah, laser's so good.
It's laser.
they get that a lot. I know you guys have been getting that all week from us dumb Americans. Are like, well, I was at McDonald's. You guys have McDonald's? They have McDonald's in, like, Beirut.
You turn into Norm McDonald when you just...
I
was at the McDonald's. Come on, Wiener Dog, get out of the McDonald's.
Note to self, don't go to McDonald's.
Norm McDonald's. I think there's a new record for laser in the first half of the show. We've had so many lasers in the jungle, Paul Simon's going to come out. How you doing?
Wait.
That was another laser.
Was it, though?
Oh, wait, why? Is that not him? Lasers in the Jungle. Lasers in the Jungle somewhere.
Oh, okay.
What from, album is
from
that?
It's the song...
My Graceland. Daddy, right? I'm sorry Graceland. I didn't know it.
Well, we're
I thought it was from
group.
The movie Congo. Because I'm pretty sure there was lasers in that jungle as well.
There are.
G.I. Joe fought a war in the Congo.
No, have you not seen Congo? There's a very powerful laser that cuts through everything.
Yeah,
and when
it,
I was a kid, I would just imagine driving down the street with that laser cutting down telephone poles.
And it fucks up those crazy apes.
Hold on. You told me, I've been talking to the weirdos a lot about how when I fall asleep, I pretend I'm a sniper.
Yes.
And it's not, I know I feel you
back. It's not that weird.
It's not that I'm thinking about killing people. I never shoot the gun. It's about being up high.
Mm-hmm.
Being covered in like blankets, like ghillie suits with leaves
on
them.
That just sounds like a fucking tree fort.
And being, but then also being armed. I like the,
How about water balloons or something, you weirdo?
No, fuck it. It's a dangerous world. And I got that rifle, and I'm going to fall asleep on it. And you have one that's also weird that I love.
I imagine I'm digging a tunnel in the Korean War. Is it that weird? When I was a kid, I saw this episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show one night, because it was on Nick at Night all the time.
Fucking odd.
Why is that odd? They would sometimes flash back to the times he was in Korea.
Yeah, so is Mad Men.
What?
Mad Men is the new Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, my God.
Dick Whitman Van Dyke?
Nah.
Now it's just getting old. You're like, we get it. You can put things together. Stop it. Like, the crowd is tired of responding. Seen
but
it.
I couldn't sleep, and Jerry Van Dyke was on that episode playing a banjo, as he was. No one here watched the Dick Van Dyke Show, so this is like going over everyone's head.
Did they?
It was a classic comedy by Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner was a comedian in the 50s. Anyway. But yeah, no, so I imagine I'm digging a tunnel in the Korean War.
That's very
it's very cozy.
Cozy. It's like you're in Dick
It's Dug. A tiny tunnel, and then when I get out, 23-year-old Mary Tyler Moore will be there.
Was she on that show?
She was a looker. Was Mary Tyler Moore? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit.
You should know this about me.
Why did you not watch Dick Van Dyke on Nick at
Even
Night?
When I say Mary Tyler Moore, I'm picturing the guy in Tootsie.
Wait, the guy...
Terry Garr.
Oh, Terry Garr.
Who was that?
Forget it. Dustin Hoffman.
I thought it was Dustin Hoffman. I didn't want to get it wrong.
That's another weird Dustin thing about Hoffman. You is that, like, you said...
Did you miss all of popular culture until you were, like, 30?
No.
I know Jiffy Pop. I know Slinky. Yeah. Slap Bracelet. Zach Morris.
That's jumping all over the place. You got so hypercolor
like
shirts.
Hypercolor. I
like
had a hypercolor shirt.
Grabbed somebody and said, quick, bullet points about the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. You got them right here.
That octopus that you'd throw at the wall and it would slink down?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm going back in time.
Do you remember the toy that Frosted Flakes gave out that was a tiny Tony the Tiger? It was a submarine?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, my God!
You squeeze the bottle. You squeeze the bottle. It would sink.
Yes!
That's just for us. Idea. That's just for us.
Your reaction does not merit the sound of that toy.
I haven't thought of that in a long time, and I ordered that because you got to get the UPCs and all that stuff. And it came in the mail, and I really thought it was going to be like my salvation. And then you put it in the tub, and it's just a fucking piece of plastic that sinks, and you're like, ah, I'm going to die one day. That's how I felt.
Like the Tony the Tiger submarine, I too will sink into the abyss.
Like the voice of Tony the Tiger, he's also dead.
Modest.
Oh, Steve Jobs guy liked that.
Ah. Modest, generic Tony the Tiger. They're pretty good.
A lot of sugar. A lot
of
sugar.
That's how I felt when I saw your new iPhone. I held it, and I realized it would never be what I want it to be.
It can't fill the void of love, Pete.
Yep.
I don't know. When I
we're just
when
going
I got the
past
text,
that. You're like, can't fill the void of love. Jonah?
No, when I... When I got, like, Deanna was telling me, was talking about her mom, and then I got the email about how my phone had shipped, and I interrupted her to go, shut up, my phone's coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we wanted to mean something. Can you relate to this? When something like that is being sent in the mail, like, let's say you ordered the new iPhone.
Or the Tony the Tiger submarine, sure.
Or, actually, yes.
Okay, go.
There's a feeling of, like, I can't die. That package is coming.
Yes, yeah, so you have something else to hang on for.
Fucking A, man.
You know.
This guy's being real and honest. There's a real feeling of you're buying a little piece of immortality and meaning.
It's just like, you're going to hold on for the 5 to 6 days.
Yeah.
Business days,
I got depressed a couple days ago. I was like, well, iPhone 6. Wait.
Do you ever get packages you forgot you ordered? That's the best feeling in the world.
All the time.
Yeah, that's like, exciting.
Amazon box. Like, and then when it's paper towels, I'm like, asshole.
How? What? What?
You can subscribe and save. It's a thing. To paper towels. So every month.
Don't do it like a condescending, you can buy paper towels online. Who is this
but
weirdo?
But he subscribes and
I
saves.
Subscribe and save 15% more than Amazon's already low prices. Click on the Amazon link on Nerdist.com.
Go to the banner.
He's a company man. He's a company man.
God, and you just you lost a lot of weight. Can
I did.
Talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
What did you do?
You lost a lot of weight, too, from when we first met.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Also, let's point out that when Matt and I were asked to be on this podcast, Pete texted both of us asking for dirt on the other guy.
One of you narked and the other didn't.
Like, it's like,
let's ask the audience, who do you think narked? Who do you think narked, guy who loves Steve Jobs dying? Yeah,
yep,
it was
Matt. Man, I was like, he asked me, I was like, I'm not going to like shit on my friend for you so you can bring up a fucking
thing
on a podcast.
The best was, Pete and I both have iPhones, so I was going to, he said, oh, that's great, thanks, and I was typing something as he said that, and he's like, no, tell me more, because I had deleted what I was typing.
I saw the three dots. Yeah. I love those three dots. Way to go, Steve. R.I.P. R.I.P.
That's that's what's going to be on your tombstone. I saw the three dots. That's what kept you alive so long.
If we were to cast a sneaky person, I would pick Matt.
Yeah, sure.
More, especially if you had a really thin mustache. I would not trust you.
If I grew a mustache, it would be thin.
Yeah, but you told me that Jonah wears plaid shirts exclusively, and he didn't.
No, Western shirts.
Oh, no, I'm
notice
sorry.
Notice the pockets?
Oh.
Two pockets don't make a Western shirt, bro.
I feel like
look
they do. I feel like you walk into a Canadian Western bar. Which I might be a thing. The fact that it's almost denim makes you already.
This is my Jay Leno shirt.
Those of you listening at home, he is wearing a shirt that Jay Leno would work on cars in.
Yep.
I like that shirt.
No. You mean a car? He would drive the cars. He pays a group of people to work on his cars.
Yeah.
But and then he drives around Burbank with steam.
You're talking two pockets make a Western shirt? He's got two pockets right there. It's not a Western shirt.
No. Look at this pocket design here. I mean, I'm sure you could look
we
in some sort
about
of design
the benefit
magazine.
Of the man shirt with, like, I'm not crazy about my body.
Yeah, here's why I wear plaid shirts with two pockets is because the plaid is kind of like a magic eye thing. It confuses the eye, and you can't tell if I got tits in a belly. And then on top of that, the pockets on a Western shirt, the plaid is also shifted a little bit to like 90 degrees, so it's even more confusing plaid patterns. And everyone's like, is he chunky? Ah, forget it. Let's just have fun.
You're like a magic eye painting. You have to look past it to see.
Yeah, exactly. You look past it and you find out I'm not so bad. I'm delightful.
The only way I could hide it is wearing a rain poncho. And even then, you'd see him.
How did you lose the weight?
I went on the 4-hour body thing.
Oh, the body hacking thing, right?
Yeah.
You do the cold showers and the ice soaking?
No, but you do. And I was like, what?
No, I stopped doing that.
Oh, you stopped doing the cold showers?
Did anybody do that because of me? We stopped doing that.
Oh, my God.
We've stopped doing that. We've stopped doing that.
We're not doing that anymore.
Did you all follow the Pied Piper? You did? Okay, good. Off the fucking cliff, you
We're not doing it anymore.
I want to keep this going, but we have so many more guests. Can we clap for Matt Myra, who's going to stay? Matt Myra's going to stay, and you guys will move down one. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. But please keep playing along. Sometimes the guests go down a seat, and I never see them again.
I've already fallen asleep.
I like your body, Jonah.
Thank you.
I feel like you're good. Can I get another drink?
Yeah, can we? Can I also? Is that possible if they brought up drinks for us?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
You did bring up. Oh, this is not on. No, it doesn't need to be.
I cursed it.
Let me just see how much bigger your hands are than mine, because I have tiny. Look at that. It's like we could take this picture, and it would be like, this is my infant child.
Yeah. That looks like an Ann Getty's portrait.
Are you saying that you have. What is happening? I bet. I don't know. Let's just see.
Okay.
Not that much smaller. Not that much smaller. How tall are you?
Jenny, put your hand against mine.
Now bow down. I am Prometheus, whatever that means. That looked like Bilbo high-fiving Gandalf. Laser.
The gray,
laser,
right?
Laser,
the gray.
Laser.
The gray?
The gray. Definitely the gray. Nah. This next guy coming to the stage, I'm so thrilled he could be on the show. He's one of my favorite comics, and I love him dearly. Known him for a very long time. You've probably seen him here at the festival. Fantastic comedian. Give it up for Big J Oakerson, everybody. Big J! Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big J.
I didn't know it was tight, dark denim jeans night. I would have.
That's what we do. I'll tell you something worse. I dry clean these.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You can't dry clean?
I dry clean my jeans.
Your jeans?
Well.
It's the whitest thing I've ever heard. And that's coming. It's coming from a 35-year-old man wearing knuckle gloves.
Yeah, Jay, do you wash those?
My knuckle gloves?
Yeah.
I do.
Is it like, do you sometimes go, no, it's time?
Yeah.
It was a hard day on my hands, walking on my hands all day.
I hope you dry clean them just so they give you the hanger with the gloves.
No, I don't dry clean them. I wash these at home. There's a lot of shame that I wash off these gloves. It smells like Newports and hooker pussy. And I don't even smoke Newports.
What do you think comes out of a hooker pussy?
That's where Newports are come from.
Hooker pussy?
I fucked up my wording. People won't laugh at that because it's a failure evolutionarily.
I'm so happy you had me on this thing, dude. This is great.
Thanks. I'm so glad.
I knew you when you were just trying to get into the clubs in New York City.
I was, yep.
And now, inexplicably, you are wildly popular.
That is weird.
Thanks for addressing the elephant in the room, Jay.
One day I said, Pete's not calling me for advice anymore. And then next thing I saw you, people love you.
You know, people, you've actually given me wonderful, wonderful advice in my life. When I was starting in New York, you are, as I already said, one of my favorites and were amazing back then. And I'll actually, this you made me think of something. We were standing in the Boston Comedy Club, just a horrible place.
Oh, yeah. Just nightmares.
Where comedy goes to die. It was so, oh, it's closed. Don't worry, it's closed.
She said all like it was comedy's an actual little puppy.
Comedy, comedy is not Steve Jobs. Okay, it lives forever.
And somebody was on stage and making all these references that the crowd wasn't getting, and you just leaned to me and you went, "Know your audience." It was such a great little moment, and I was like, "He's fucking right." Sometimes you have to.
Yeah,
call.
Well, I think it was Black Knight. He was making like a Bo and Luke Duke reference, and you know.
Well, I don't see the problem with that.
I don't get the reference, and I felt the crowd back away from the term.
It's actually the cranberry and vodka for Matt.
Jonah, it's a Cape Codder. It's got a lime.
Do you drink, Jay?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm more of a weed guy.
Yeah, didn't you do... Okay, didn't you... I'm surprised you guys are still up. Didn't you do a show here in Canada where they kind of look the other way?
Yeah, it's at an actual weed bar. I just did it tonight before I came here, which explains... That would explain my buoyant personality.
You're the funnest.
Did you just raid us?
Yeah, I do feel like a narc, don't I? Where'd you get that marijuana cigarette, Jason? Not even your name.
Well, Officer Holmes, I have no idea.
There's Let a me... Crown Victoria waiting outside. Could you get in the back?
Can I tell you, this is something I definitely will think will make it weird. I haven't really been making it weird with the other people. This is something that, okay, so you knew me when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And there, when I was married, oh my God. What's that? It's okay, Jen. We're all friends. I thought you just said, putting on the Ritz. That's all I heard. Putting on the Ritz. That's what you did with your wife. It's why it didn't work out. She didn't like that old time.
Look at her. She can barely hold the glass. It's adorable.
You and your crazy tuxedo dancing.
When I was married, that's also when I was super religious, and I looked at pornography as much as what I think a normal person looks at pornography. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Your normal wasn't normal, was it?
No, but it was light porn use.
Right.
What do you think? What's normal?
Wait.
But you don't know what's normal, so... Well,
every day.
What is light... Why do you laugh
why,
at that,
yeah,
by the
that's
way?
Exactly...
Why would you laugh at that?
Oh, I'm laughing at a broad saying it.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. You watch pornography every day? Do you watch it with your husband? See? A little
dude,
you
clear your fucking browser history.
Wait.
And you can't do that. It's not like
what's his favorite site?
Suicide Girl. That's barely pornography.
What are you, a 16-year-old dude?
It's just...
Waiting outside, shaking for the Sears calendar.
He does not want your high five.
I was going to make the same joke.
Suicide Girls.
He's working up to the Sears catalog. When you listen to the playback, you'll hear Jay made that joke first.
I worked for Suicide Girls for one balcony
or something. What's like that's too Suicide Girls isn't pornography.
I look at Suicide Girls.
I worked for Suicide Girls for one afternoon.
You can whack off to anything, sweetheart.
No,
it's about an attitude.
No, not because it's too grotesque. Because like I need more than like I've been warped by it. Like I'm all fucked up. Like it's got to be more bizarre than hot for me to, if I'm gonna waste time.
It's not even porn anymore. It's just NASCAR like crashes.
Now wait, Sully. Pete. When you say you were religious at the time,
yeah.
What was the religion? Was it Catholicism? Was
regular?
Regular. What's regular?
Yes. Regular means Protestant Christianity. Uh-huh. It's
yeah, that's the white blonde guy. What what kind of Christianity he was?
Yeah,
I knew.
Pretty obvious.
I knew. Well, he's from Massachusetts, which is very Catholic. So
I also look very Mormon too.
Yeah.
They let me in the temple.
They
that's a good joke
questions.
if you know that they don't let you in the temple. You have to know that to know that. But this is what I want to get to you with Jay is that I thought I was looking at pornography three times a week, let's say, but with a lot of guilt. I actually thought I was addicted to pornography. This is important. That I know. You should laugh at that. That was embarrassing. So with my fucking stupid wife, I would...
It's okay. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Pete,
she's dead now.
Married?
She's dead now.
I don't understand.
Pete, stupid ex-wife.
That's true. That's true. I would tell her. I would, like, confess. It's like what we do. I'd be like, I looked at pornography. Like, I'd be upset about it. I know this is all childish, and it's horrible. Now, bringing it back to Jay. One time we're at the Comedy Cellar. I watched your set, and then we left. And we walked to the corner, and you went to the corner, and you got, like, a pack of cigarettes or something. And then you saw, like, a club magazine on the rack. Like, you know how they have in New York that porn is just right there. And you, my fucking hero, just went, can I see? Not buy. Not bye. You went, can I see that club magazine? Yeah. The man gave it to you right in front of me and him and
thumbed
God.
It. I thumbed it.
You thumbed it. You fucking thumbed it. You were like, look at that butthole. And I was like, and then you gave it back with like a half erection, I don't know, and then just went on with your day. And yeah. I remember, I think I'm so embarrassed about this, but I don't care. I told my wife about that story because I couldn't believe it. It was like seeing a dragon. And my wife said to me, she said, yeah, if your attitude towards porn was like Jay's, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, it was because I was so guilty and wrapped up about it. It was my own shit. I taught her to be mad at me for looking at pornography.
You know what I mean?
I made her play that role, and then she resented me for making that do that to her. It's manipulative.
It's so weird. If anybody in this audience knows me at all, it's just very fitting that that's the way I profoundly changed your life. Like, you know, that looking at a girl's asshole on the street is whatevs.
Whatever. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing, and it did change my life. You have this thing about you that is just kind of unapologetic, and I don't know how you do it. You're just kind of like, why wouldn't I want to look at a European woman's asshole on the street of New York? And I'm like, because what if your mother walks by?
My mom gets it. She gets it fine.
Oh my God.
She's been my mom
amazing.
For 35 years. She can't blow her mind anymore.
I also remember one time in front of the cellar. I'll never forget this. I don't know why. Because again, you were talking about pornography.
Yeah.
And you were like,
as I've been known to do.
And you were holding court, as you've been known to do, and this is what you said. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think at that age, my fucking film was running. And you went, I love porn. I love big dicks, hairy bushes,
yeah.
And I don't remember anything else because I probably blacked out. I couldn't, like, you have to understand, I wasn't like, who is this guy? And even in my Christian way, I wasn't even judging you. I was in awe that somebody was just like, yeah, that's what I like. I was looking at my hero. I don't know if you've been celebrated for being the scumbag that you are.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Quite
and
frankly,
I say
not
scumbag
enough.
In the best way. You know.
No,
that.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm a piece of shit. But it's. But I'm not a piece of shit. I got
no,
an adorable,
I
have an adorable
I
face, so people forgive me for being a piece of garbage. Yeah, I like big dicks in porn. Why would I want to watch a dick that was exactly my size in porn?
So the POV shot is that much more of a POV?
I don't watch POV. I watch home videos of white dudes crying in a corner while black dudes fuck their wives.
He's not wrong.
You
He's
do not.
Not wrong.
And by the way, if you're interested out there, you don't got to type all that in. It's one word. It's called cuckold.
Are you sure it's not
Is
called?
Is that real?
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking sneaky Myra chimes in.
Are you sure it's not called Black Cocks, White Tears?
No, the tears are the fathers.
The tears are, yeah, the tears are lube.
It's not a Klan rally. Relax.
Oh, I better go.
Hey, black people exist.
I feel a little... You know I was joking calling you a scumbag. I feel weird about saying that.
Well, I didn't take it upsettingly.
I didn't think you would. But I felt like maybe they thought I was actually calling
I'm not going to be judged by a guy with just a mustache in 2012. I won't let it happen.
He's got a V-neck, too. What's that, like a level 3?
You think this guy hasn't jerked off the same things I've jerked off to, then you're wrong. And I won't be judged.
Mustache to me says pornography left out in the open.
Yeah.
Or
like holding up a shaky table leg or something.
Yeah. Or cop or Indian teenager.
I feel like he owns every Toshin book, the big book of butts, the big book of breasts, the big book of dicks.
Secretly He's love those books.
Except They're great.
The dick one. The 3D is a little much.
I have the 3D big breast one.
The pop-ups are even weirder.
3D dick books?
They're dick books.
There's a couple in 3D. Yeah.
This podcast was not filthy at all until I walked out here, was it? I heard the word fuck once, and I was like, ooh,
you
spicy.
You liberated us.
Yeah.
Joe DeRosa, who I also love so dearly, told me that he once, this is just going to be filthy as well, put his dick on your shoulder. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was brilliant.
The way you asked that was like a fucking congressional committee.
Is it true?
Can you describe the dick?
Joe DeRosa's dick is hilarious because when it gets soft, it literally is just like a Bruce Banner version of itself. Remember the little dinosaurs? You drop them in a pitcher of water, and then it became a big dinosaur. It's the same proportions exactly, small. And then it's like you put your reading glasses on, and it gets. I guess we're that bad, but you know, human regular size.
Regular.
But Joe was very freewheeling with showing his dick. He did not care. We were roommates at the time, and I was on the computer one day, and he got out of the shower. He's behind me, and he was butt naked. But I didn't know that. And apparently he's just trying to slap his dick around to get me. And he keeps going, Jay. And I'm doing something. And I'm like, what's up, Joey? He's like, hey, man, real quick, I just want to ask you something. I'm like, okay, ask. But he's waiting for me to give the pause to look back and see him flapping his dick around. And I'm not. I'm like, Joe, I'm doing something.
You just think he's clapping?
Yeah. No, you're giving him way too, I'm telling you. This thing's not clapping anything.
You think he's one hand clapping?
Yeah. It's just a lot of, the balls are muff on it. And
I feel like that's your book title.
The balls are muffling it. Chapter, yeah. Part two. It's going to be a two-parter. Sweet cliffhanger. DeRosa, his voice is getting closer. He's like, dude, let me just ask you something. I'm like, fucking ask, man. And he puts it on my shoulder. And to take a shot at Joe, I didn't feel it. It didn't have enough heft. And when he slapped it on my shoulder, I felt a presence.
Like a butterfly.
Because he's right here, and his dick's right here. And he goes, dude. And I turn around, and his dick hit me right in the cheek.
Mushroom stand.
And there was the teeniest little drop of something on it. And I pulled away, and it just spun out, and just... And then I went, and it was like a... Remember Lady and the Tramp when they went to the spaghetti together? And we laughed.
Big J. Ogerson, everybody. Holy shit. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having
Just move one down and stay with us. You got to stay with us. We got actually two more. This is a big show. We got two more. Sick girl, you doing okay? Okay, I thought for a second you left. That would have been really... You doing okay? She's gone. Okay. Two wonderful guests, and I've been enjoying the show. Just
Wait,
updating
if there's
you.
Two more, does that mean I get bumped off and I can go home?
No, there you can bring... You can...
Just what?
You can bring that. Jenny.
Chair. Thanks, Jenny.
Will the chair amplify my voice, Jenny?
You're in a theater. Project.
There are not enough microphones. I think we'll find a way to make it work. This next guest...
Have the audience vote somebody off.
We'll have a torch ceremony. What if they vote me off and then it's just
fuck
rudderless?
Out of here, Holmes.
Yeah. This next guest is wonderful. He is a treat and a delight, and I believe you've probably seen him doing something. I know I just said it. You've probably seen him doing shows here. He's the host of Totally Biased. Please, everybody, W. Kamau Bell, everybody, W. Kamau Bell! Is he here? Yeah! How you doing, man?
Me and Neil Brennan were standing over there trying to figure out who was next.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay.
I thought...
Yay!
I thought it would be fun to have you come on and then have Neil come out and kind of wrap it all up.
Okay. I felt like I might have been insulted in that, but I'm not going to take it that way.
Oh, no!
I feel like it's better for Neil to wrap it up.
I was worried Neil wouldn't get here in time. That's absolutely true. Right, that's absolutely right. True. We already made it weird tonight.
Well, we actually, you don't know, you made it weird with me from the first time we met.
How is that?
We were in Portland.
I thought we met in Chicago.
No.
Well.
Now we've made it weird again.
We've done it again. This is going to be the third time we're making it weird.
Yeah, then. And then you made it weird this afternoon. Really
that,
weird.
That's true.
That was some classic weirdness.
I'm not honestly looking forward to recanting how I made it weird with you.
Racism weirdness.
Yeah. Old Petey Pants didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. But in a new way. I was like, I respect it. That's brand new racism.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Pete. You've done it.
It was 21st century racism. I really appreciate that.
Now I'm tired of that old racism. I don't want to...
Give me that old
that's my grandpa's racism.
I thought I had my finger on the pulse of modern day racism.
Well...
There's
you know
new shit?
He's working on shit, apparently.
You know what's funny, Kamau, is I would like to actually put it to these gentlemen, the Racism Council. Do you mind? Is that weird?
You're asking three.
<Yes. laughs> The Racism Council? No, I need to see some cards and ID before I find out they're the Racism Council.
What we are the Racism Council. Welcome to Honky Hall.
To me, it looks like, to me, I just see white guys.
We would
the
be picked
council?
For, like, give me the three whitest people you can find in Canada. It would be us.
My last name is Rodriguez.
There's a lockout on the real Racism Council, so we're like the substitutes.
The replacement Racism Council?
I feel like we have to address what it was that I said that I was aware that there was a stereotype that black comedians go long.
Yeah, but it wasn't like you said that. Here's what happened. We were me, you, and Andy Kindler. This is how it all went down. Me and Andy Kindler sitting, having a nice time, and then you said to Andy, like, something about people from, you know, from his community. And for a second, I thought it was a dig at Andy for some reason, because that's how people do with him. I'm like, wait a minute, he's talking about black people. And I didn't even know what you meant about it. Apparently, so you can say
I
what it is.
I thought for sure you would have heard of that.
That story went 30 seconds
that is...
over.
Okay, Jay, are you aware of that stereotype?
You know what? I've heard it said before. I've always found that's not the case. Usually people... who have more time than that light allows on stage, just do longer. I think a lot of times.
Like, regardless of race.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting? That faux pas and that mistake led to an interesting discussion where we were talking about how... This actually blew my mind. You blew my mind. We were talking about how if you see black people talking in the movies, people will be like, oh, black people doing what they do.
But white people...
Yeah. But if you see...
I just want to be clear. Andy actually brought up the movie theater thing. I, as a comic, have been proud to never say that ever in life.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not the guy who goes, black, blah, 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 blah. But then white, blah, 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 blah.
The
That's not. That's not exactly.
Well, you're never gonna open for Kevin Hart that way.
That's all of us.
Which is. That's true. Which is good for you.
And I'm not against that style of comedy. This is not my thing. So
bless you.
Bless you.
Fucking
Jen's
suicide
husband
is over there.
That's how I like it.
But this is what blew my mind. This actually
was racist.
You're getting heckled by his knees right now. Yeah. But then you made me realize that I was recently, when I saw The Master, there were these three broads, yappy broads.
Don't ruin it for me.
Okay, the broads aren't in the movie when you see it.
The Master drinks a milkshake at the end. Boom, done. Spoiled.
So there were these three girls in front of me, and they were talking, but because they were white, I didn't go, oh, white people doing what they do. That, I thought that was a really interesting point.
Yeah, white people have that thing where they get to be individuals, which is kind of cool. I really admire that and find it amazing. Like right now, I don't know, are there any other black people here? Okay. Oh, shit.
That was the guy that thinks the same
that
audience
guy
goes to the movie every time.
I mean, claps, I would define you as an individual.
No, but here's the problem. Now, everything I do, I feel like I'm carrying the weight for all of black people tonight. So yeah. If I do something weird, they go, that's black people doing that thing they do. And apparently you saw one black comic go long and went, all black comics go long.
I didn't start that one. I swear I inherited it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, we're learning. We're in the trust tree, and we're reading comic books with a flashlight, and we're just high-fiving every once in a while and learning life lessons.
Is that what's happening?
Some some lessons are longer than others.
I can't believe you guys haven't heard that one. I'm so alone.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that.
No, I've heard it. I've heard the story.
I wasn't even saying it was true. Yeah. Thank you, Neil Brennan.
And if anybody knows black people,
that's
Neil Brennan.
Yes. I guess he does count as another black person, technically. Yeah.
Neil, we'll bring it back up when you're on stage. I was like, who the fuck is yelling out?
I'm not saying it hasn't happened, and I'm not saying it's just... The funny thing for me was that it may be that it is true, but you said it to me like it was like the... Well, you know that thing they say about black people going long? Like that was one of the, like, big dicks.
Right.
Steel.
Right.
Go long on stage. Like, that was just like that was in the top 10. And I'm not saying any of those are true. I'm just saying that, like, those are the ones that people
When you
about.
Said sure. Steel, I just thought of when Superman died and Steel came. I was like, yeah, that guy
Steel
was black.
Was, yeah.
I get it. I was like,
the man
yeah,
of
yeah.
Steel. But then yeah. There was the movie.
That's what I was saying. I was saying black people make shitty superheroes. That's what I was saying.
Hey, Meteor Man was... Oh, he's right.
Yeah. Black people definitely have big dicks. You could ask those women who are getting fucked by the five of them while the guy stays in the
corner. Don't make me cry. Jay, don't make me cry in front of everybody.
Holy shit.
Which is the name of my next comedy CD, Black Cock, White Tears.
Well, I'm glad we exercised that a little bit. I feel a little bit like a doofus. But tell me how we made it weird the first time we met.
I think I met you in Portland, and my name's Kamau, and I introduced myself as Kamau, and then people, there's a look on people's face. That, like,
see, she just did it. Did
yeah,
she?
See? Is that and so I go, it's like Kapow. And then people go, oh, I get it. So then I said that to you, and sometimes I say it, and I said it to you or whoever, okay. And then I saw you like an hour later, and you're like, Kapow!
I want to show you how I wrote your name on this paper.
Kamau! It has an exclamation point. I'm going to start using that. It's going to be K-A-M-O-W! Exclamation point Bell. That's
Everything Pete says has an exclamation point.
Yes.
That is true. That is true. Oh, my God. Well, tell me, you did a one-man show.
I did do a one-man show.
Ending racism in about an hour.
Yes.
Where
if you brought a friend of a different race, you got in 2-for-1.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Not even Martin Luther King Jr. did that at the March on Washington. I'm greater than him. He also didn't charge admission, though, so there's a little bit of...
what I wanted to ask, I was like, what? I'm a dumb white person. We've covered that.
Oh, yes.
What should dumb white people know? What is the one thing that just needs to get out of the way?
I wouldn't even put it on dumb white people, because if you're dumb, there's a lot of things we have to cover before we get to race.
Sure.
But the thing we just talked about, white people don't think about their race enough. You know what I mean? And so, just taking it down.
No, we love getting real.
Yeah, white people don't think about their whiteness enough. And so a lot of times whiteness becomes the absence of race.
Right.
And so when you have a conversation about race with white people, they're like, look, I'm not anything. except 70% of the population. Like, and so it's hard to, and so if white people thought about their whiteness more, we wouldn't have these awkward discussions.
Right. You don't want to, white people shouldn't be.
That's okay. Why all the brown people in the room. That's a good idea.
Ah.
Although I'm sitting next to a lot of black white people, so.
White people shouldn't be zero.
Yeah, white people shouldn't be zero. What I'm saying
point.
Is white people have some white pride. That's all I'm trying to say.
There was a fucking white Canadian. That, hey, what?
White people are very aware of their whiteness when they're surrounded by black people.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
No, I'm not going to dance. I'll sit out this one.
If we could just surround every white person with a black person, we would have a better society. Just constantly white
a lot
people
of
surrounded.
White people.
Yeah, yeah. Is this like a Netflix service where I send away and I get a black friend to hang out with?
Black
I want
people
that.
Start fucking a lot.
Are you from Portland?
No, I'm not from Portland. Oh, hell no.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I mean, I lived in San Francisco for 15 years, but I moved around a lot. I moved there from Chicago, actually.
Chicago?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And now you're doing a television show.
I'm doing a little television show.
Which is fucking exciting, man.
Thank you.
I see your the promos all over Louie and stuff. It's on after Louie.
It's on after Louie.
It's called Totally Biased.
Totally Biased. Yes. It's like my weekly take on events. It's coming on. We're starting back up October 11th after Brand X.
Wait, you already know you're coming back?
Yeah.
Fucking congratulations.
Thanks, man.
That is great. That is great.
Yeah.
What was that like? Was it? I mean, like, you know, performer to performer, not like boring interview style. Was it nerve-wracking? Was your sleep fucked up? Was your life fucked up? Were your relationships fucked up? You're doing a show with your name in it. Did that become your life?
That's making me sad. No. It has become my life. And it is, I mean, you know, it's like getting hit by an awesome car wreck.
Yes. Like, I love
like,
that. Yes.
It's like the best car wreck you get hit by. But
and
totally,
no one wants to hear you complain about
no,
getting
no
hit
one wants
by
hear
that
complain
car.
About, nobody wants to hear you
because you got
about
hit
it.
By the golden car, the happy
hit,
car.
I got hit by that. I had the thing happen that all that comics sit around, like where I was in a club in UCB in New York doing my one-man show. Chris Rock walked in, saw it, and then from there he sort of like dusted me off and sold me to FX.
Holy fuck.
People are like, sold? Yeah. Brokered a deal with FX.
I thought that. Is that racist that I thought that? When he said sold, can I clap at that?
Yes. No, that's regular. That's fine.
That's regular.
I sort of led you down that. I led everybody down that path. That was on me.
I felt like that was okay. Well, that is the phenomenon, is the black guy laughing. I'm sure you deal with that.
What are you talking about?
Keep going. Just keep saying words, Pete.
If I know.
This is like earlier when you said people, you and Andy were talking about people say you look like Val Kilmer, and you went, well, black people think I look like John Ritter, and you went like this to me. It's like, I know who Val Kilmer is.
But which do you see?
I see Val Kilmer.
Ah.
How am I going to even prove this to you that I see Val Kilmer?
And I see John Ritter. Racism over.
Yes.
That is incredible. Can we bring Neil out here? We
absolutely.
Got one more.
Yeah.
W. Kamau Bell, everybody. Please stick around. Please keep talking. We're just going to get Neil out here. I'm so glad you're here. And we already know who this guy. Oh, he's not there anymore. Fucking mysterious. This is our final. Yeah, Jonah, no more for you. No more.
Jonah, come on over. We'll share.
Steven Tyler and Joe Perry style. This next guy, this final guy, and I'm so glad you guys are so great and still with it, is the honorary second black person on the show. Because the third, does Jay count? Can I be Native American? I mean, if we're picking pretend races. Does anybody? Is there one? Nope. Is there a native Canadian here? Okay, that didn't work at all. Okay, he's bringing him up. Could you just... This guy is the creator of the Chappelle Show, one of them. The other one is Dave Chappelle, and his name is...
Neil Brennan.
Jenny took it. Neil Brennan, everybody! Neil Brennan! Hi, buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
Kapow!
God,
I have a lot of thoughts.
Please tell me all your thoughts. God.
All right. First of all,
thank you, Jonah.
I did a black show. No. I'm a black stand-up show 3 weeks ago in L.A. And you know it was a black show because it was called Trippin' on Tuesday.
Why can't we learn to spell?
Yeah.
Did the show did the show last till Wednesday or Thursday?
Now you're on my side? Fuck you. Where were you when it was awkward?
So I'm on stage. They give me the light. Now, as a comic, when you get the light, how many minutes do you think you have to wrap up?
2 to 5. 2 to 5.
All right, I got off, and I'll say just for 3.5 minutes. And the guy who runs the show goes, "Yo, man, why'd you get off so soon?" Black people run the light. And it's expected at black shows, and you're fucking lying to yourself if you think it's not.
I'm not saying this isn't a new stereotype, but you got to get the word out before you can think.
No, here's the thing. Nobody wants to hear it from Pete.
It's so fucking true. We need Neil Brennan.
You're like Mr. Bean. But with like racial talk, like, "Hey, you understand? Oh, kapow! You understand? Like your people? Well, oh God!" And then you're covered in like garbage and shame.
I'm so glad he's here.
Right?
This is exactly what happened.
Yeah. You actually said at lunch, and I think you were kidding. Do you remember what you said today at lunch?
Don't fucking make me look bad.
It doesn't make you look bad. It just speaks to your problem. God, this is at lunch 6 hours ago. He goes, "Dinner time." No, it was this afternoon.
Supper.
Is that a black show that's got like apostrophe supper? I don't know what the fuck. All right, forget
like
it.
What? Like what supper?
Like what supper, but supper.
Supper. Sunday
See,
night
I can make
supper.
A joke like that, yeah, it's fine.
You could say the N-word 50 times on stage with
times.
Dr. Dre in the crowd, and he high-fives you afterwards.
Yeah, he was fine with it.
That sounds like an exaggeration. That happens.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Ed Trippin on Tuesday, guys. You said, "Neil, help me. I want black people to love me." Great to see you, man. Kamau's going to get out of here. Look.
I got to get to the black people meeting.
Kamau, please.
But, Neil, you could just replace that with Pete saying, "Neil, I want everyone to like me."
No, that's basically what he was saying.
That is true. Did I really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Over quinoa?
Yeah. You said it exactly. If you're eating quinoa, you're never going to get black people to love you.
But black people love you, and you're a vegan, and, you know, you're one of those vegans that they talk about.
Yep.
Paul Mooney calls you the N-word.
Sure does.
It's not aggressive, though, right?
What's that?
Not aggressively.
No. Affectionately.
It's affectionate. I have a lot of affectionate N-word. No, I don't buy that ERA thing.
Neither do I, but I assume.
You want to talk into the mic on the radio show? Come on.
Thank you. He said, but I assume he means the AR version, the E.
Right, but I don't buy that ARA. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, I called her a cunt, but with a K.
No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
I only say it with the ER.
Yeah, it's silly.
That's called the Clooney.
Wait, isn't it the Eric LaSalle? No one? No one remembers Eric LaSalle.
No one for Eric.
You no already, one remembers
you
what?
You sold yourself out on that joke immediately. You go, "Eric LaSalle, nothing."
No one.
But you are the only white bread that I know that does use that word.
Louis uses it.
Well, I consider him a new race. He's a ginger. Yeah, he's different.
Yeah, that's true.
He's his own minority.
Yeah.
But you say that word on stage in front of all black crowds, and it's well received.
Yeah. Although there's always somebody who wants to fight me. I always hear about it afterward.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First of all, there was a comic who was like waiting for me to get off. And someone was like, what? And he's like, man, he's up there saying that shit. Now I'm trying not to say that shit. I'm going to fuck him up. And they were like, but he's using it. I'm talking about black people calling me it. So it's not like I'm not like, so the thing about these, nah. Like, I'm talking about my experience with it. I do that in the car.
Yeah.
It was an awkward car ride over here.
Laser.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
So and then recently some other guy, I was on stage at Trayvon on Tuesday, I think the last time I was there. And there was a guy in the back who just wasn't giving it up, and another comedian was like, hey man, why don't you? And he's like, I'm gonna fight him. And that was before I'd even said the N-word.
Whoa.
And another comic said, he goes, a black comic goes, I love watching you do these shows because when you go on stage, people fucking hate you. And within 5 minutes, they're on your side.
It's a five-minute intro for them to say you made the Chappelle Show?
No, that doesn't always get them. No, I know. You would think that would get them.
Yeah, I was.
You would think they would get them.
That doesn't always
get them. Well, the black intros are long. Chappelle!
There are very few podcasts that show the level of reconciliation as this one. We go down, we come up, we learn, we love, we hug.
Yeah. Don't blow it. Don't blow
it. I won't blow it.
I can feel you going into the area where you go like, ah!
So what were you saying? Oh, when did you start doing that? Were you afraid? Is that a scary thing?
Black shows? Yeah, saying the N-word? Yeah, I was very scared. And I've gotten people like yell at me twice.
Really?
Yeah, one girl admitted to being bipolar. And the other girl...
In the heckle?
kind of close to in the heckle. Like, she followed me in a comedy club and then was like, see, y'all, I'm bipolar. And it was kind of like, I was just like, oh, I was going to stay around and argue, and I just left. It's like, well, it's not even worth it.
Fuck you, I'm a little fucked up.
Yeah, in your defense. And then another girl objected, and she was drinking an O'Doul's. So they both kind of like recused themselves as they were.
Right.
As they were. And again, but if I felt like I was hurting people's feelings, I would stop doing it.
Well, that's funny, because we were talking about how sensitive we both are.
Yeah.
And that's a weird... I had a tweet where I said, my phone changed autocorrect WNBA to ABBA.
Right.
And I just wrote, either way, I'm not going. And, like, I didn't even mean... That actually happened. I was typing to Joe Mandy, WNBA Jam, that one of the jokes I did today, and it changed it to ABBA Jam. So then I tweeted that, and then a lot of feminists got mad about it, and I took it, like, really personally. I was like, if it makes a difference, I wouldn't go to an NBA game either. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. I had a great... Well, tell them the other one about getting into... When you went back to Utah.
When I went back to Utah? Oh! Said, when I tweeted, I said, it's setting me up. I said, when I was walking around Salt Lake City, Utah, I felt like Richard Pryor must have felt when he went back to Africa.
It's logistically sound.
What's that?
That is factually sound. I'm
that
sure.
is fact. Yeah. Well, that's the
Why
thing.
Why did you just say I feel at home here and without the weird race part?
Ah, just right. I love it here.
Yeah, I love it here.
Yeah. Well, because I actually took a moment to think, like, when you are in a place where everybody in Utah, everybody looks like me. It's a weird feeling.
And you get like people yelling at you for the Richard Pryor tweet. I get like 300 retweets if I tweet that.
If you retweeted that, it's Neil Brennan approved. People love that.
Oh, then it's off to the races.
You should tweet that.
Dude, bro, I'm gonna.
did you say off to the races or off to the racist?
Who even knows anymore, bro?
I was told Big J and you together.
I actually thought of another Big J story though. While you were on stage, Jay was supposed to be on Chappelle's show.
Fuck, that's one of the saddest things of
tell
my
this
life.
Story. This is fucking hilarious.
They
he's gonna say the N-word, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm warning the white people, not Kamau. I'm like, white people, all right, this is going to be hard to deal with. Don't worry about it, Kamau.
Thanks. And please just say it. Let's stop saying the N-word. That's making me sad on the inside. Not you. Him.
She's ready to fire whatever new thing it is.
It's approved for this area right here.
I had a tweet where I said I saw a black guy say the N-word, not the word, but the phrase the N-word, and I said, hey, that's our phrase. Oh, love is happening. Please, Jay, tell the story.
Neil was nice enough to give me a part in one of the sketches, the you know, famous, notable, the...
Blind White Supremacy.
Yeah, he's blind. Blind Supremacy.
Oh, my God. Like, the sketch.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be the white kid who pulls up and goes, you know, and he's blind, he hears the rap music, and he goes, you know, get these niggers out of my town. And I go, he just called us niggers. Awesome. And high five. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited to do it. And I got a call the day before from AFTRA, which I've never heard of at this point, which is the union. You know, you have to pay to be into it if you do TV shows. And they go, yeah, we have a problem. You owe us, or you have to give us $1,200. You can't show up on set tomorrow. And I'm broke. I have no kind of money like that. And I go, can I do payments? And they go, nope. And I go, I can't work it out any kind of way. And they go, absolutely not. So I call my manager, who's a fucking trust fund asshole. And I go, can you pay this for me? And I'll get it back to you. And he goes, nah, I can't. I'm a little tight on cash. And what really hurt the most was the reason I couldn't be on Chappelle's show. By the way, it's before Chappelle's show comes out.
Yeah.
It's season one.
Yeah.
So who knew? I mean, it was going to be the mega thing, that, especially that sketch that what I would have been in. He said he couldn't do it, and I had to just, like, respectfully decline doing the spot. But it was because I'd already done my two freebie TV appearances on BET's fucking Comic View.
Fucking black people, right?
Ah.
Humping a stool in a FUBU jersey.
Where you were ironically treated like a nigger. You know what I mean?
No, they treated me very white at Comic View. They would do awkward shit at Comic View. You think there's racism? That's where it happens. When you're the one white person backstage at a black television show... And then I'd be like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And then they didn't trust the black. They go, all right, everybody go now while Jay goes. And Jay, here's everybody's dinner ticket. You divvy. I'm like, what? Don't make this. You're making this way more uncomfortable for me. They're adults. They can handle their dinner ticket.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Comic View. Ruined me in so many ways.
And then you guys had a Kevin Hart story.
Oh, yeah. This is...
right?
All right, so...
You're friends with Kevin, right?
Yeah, Jay? We started together in Philadelphia.
That's
so Jay and Kevin Hart started together, and Kevin Hart... I was at the JFL, Just for Laughs, in Montreal, and I went to a show, and Kev comes out, and he's got fucking pyro. He's got two fire things that come out. And he's like, yeah, motherfucker, I got fire. Jay-Z and Kanye had fire. I was like, fuck it. I want some fire. Hit the motherfucking pyro. Bang. And they just hit it. And then, like, 15 minutes into the set, he does a, like, really great punchline. And he's like, hit the motherfucking fire. And it's just, like, fucking explodes, right? It's really funny.
Oh, my God.
So I'm telling Jay, I go, yeah, so Kev's like, stick around. You got to see something. And then later on, he's like, how'd you like pyro? And so Jay says...
Yeah, I chimed in and I go... I've known Kevin Hart long enough to know that he doesn't know pyro is short for pyrotechnics.
Okay, would you go, that's a little bit racist, right?
If he knows him, it's not.
No, I know, Kev. That has right. Nothing to do with race.
So I text Kev, and I go, I just saw Jay, and he said that you don't know that pyro is short for pyrotechnics. 40 seconds later, he texts back, that's exactly right.
Multi-millionaire. He can afford pyro and doesn't know what it means. That's amazing.
Pyrotechnics, the turntables.
Oh, Jesus.
Again.
You made something
no.
Black very white again.
You were like, it's like two steps forward, three steps back. you won't like just play the lead. Just let it play out. Don't say anything racial.
I was just proud that I knew a brand of turntables.
No, I know, but even that's the problem.
It's your pride and the surprise of knowing.
I Oh, thank you. You say you're so pretty? I noticed your suicide girl's boyfriend is in the bathroom.
I don't think he's coming back. Does he?
We probably saw a picture of a girl in a 1950s bikini and is jerking off.
Guys, I feel like that is the show. Are you guys excited that you were here?
I want to thank all the guests, Neil Brennan, Kamau Bell, everybody, Big J. Okerson, Matt Myra, Jonah Ray. You guys, oh, wait. I'm so sorry we forgot to say keep it crispy. Joni, you have to say, everybody has to say keep it crispy if you choose. I can't believe I forgot. Start with Jonah and work this way. We end the show by saying keep it crispy.
I was about to say it, then you interrupted me, so.
Denied.
Declined.
I feel like you
bold move, sir.
You should say it.
You'll go down in the history books.
Keep it crispy.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
This feels very arbitrary. keep it crispy. Oh, keep it crispy.
Yeah? Neil, you've done it before.
Sure have, guys. Keep it crispy.
Thank you. Crowd, one, two, three. Thank you very much, everybody. You guys are amazing. Well, come say hello if you want to say hello. Thank you, Toronto. Sincerely, thank you so much. Good night, everybody. Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.